Something About Mary, Totus to Us.
My name is Michael and I was born in Perivale, London, and my parish is St Benedict's, Ealing Abbey. The question I was asked is, who is Mary to me? And that's kind of, she's so much and hard to just bring into words fully. I suppose the most, perhaps I could say the most impact she's had on me, or my most profound experience of Mary was in a place called La Corona in northwestern Spain. And after a long pilgrimage, I came to La Corona airport, or the town, to go to the airport, and I had half an hour to spend, and I thought, yes, it's time to go for a church, that's enough time to go and pray at a church. And through the pilgrimage, we'd often be singing Salve Regina along the pilgrimage, and I asked some people, where is the local church, and they pointed me in the direction. I went there, and the first thing I saw, that the name of the church was Salve Regina. I thought, my goodness, this is really something is being said to me, something I'm being approached in, or touched in some way. So I went into the church and I was praying in a great sense of repentance or sorrow or release. I can't explain fully, everything came over me, or yes, I'd say repentance, a fulfillment of repentance came, matured and ripened, and I was kneeling before a statue of Our Lady, and I was crying, and deeply my heart was open, and I stayed there for a while, and a woman that had been in the church, it was empty for the most part, came to me, and she said, oh, I saw you on the pilgrimage. But because she was speaking Spanish, I couldn't really understand much of what she was saying, and she went off again. And then just before she went, she was quite a mature lady. She came back and very comfortingly, very tenderly put her hand on my shoulder and said, pardon, pardon. And this was in front of the statue of Our Lady. And for me, this came to show the willingness of our Holy Mother to accept us in all our faults, in all our sorrow, in all our hardships in this world, and to lovingly bring us towards the pardon that Christ offers.